second hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we'll give you the features there completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Albert.
And Mark.
So we were talking at the very end of the last hour. I want to get right back into the calls, but add a little more info to this discussion. The very end of the last hour, we brought up, Mark, you had something in your show prep tonight about how the Republicans are vowing to stop the troop drawdown from Afghanistan.
Yeah.
Is that right? And I mentioned that during the last hour, and then I realized over the break, wait a minute, isn't this guy the commander-in-chief? Can't he just go ahead and wave his little commander-in-chief magic wand and say, okay, everybody, you're coming home? How is it the Republicans would be able to stop that?
I can't answer that question. It sounds to me like resolve is really more what's at stake here. Let me read what I've got. It's from antiwar.com. It's written by Jason Ditz. Flush with optimism after major victories in yesterday's congressional elections, this is from yesterday, House Republicans have, the day before yesterday, have promised one of their first orders of business is to attack President Obama's July 2011 drawdown date in Afghanistan. Despite the comparative handicap that the president has already disavowed the date months ago.
Really? So he's already said, well, we were going to do it by, what was it, July?
2011.
But yeah. Now, screw that. It's going to take longer.
Representative Buck McKean has, McCohen, whatever, has seen a virtual lock to the head of the House Armed Services Committee. He says that the committee's top priority will be to continue the war in Afghanistan. He's ready. He's ready to have other people kill other people for him.
Maybe there's some kind of political wrangling.
You know what? I remember when what you just said, it sounded very familiar, back when Clinton was threatening to get rid of the gays and the policy against gays in the military. Mm-hmm. He was just going to get rid of it. He's like, oh, everyone was saying it said. He's the president. He's just signed an executive order and boom, it's gone.
Right.
But they said, well, but if he does that, then they'll just come back and make a law or an amendment. You know, they'll pass a law and put it in the, write it into the law. And so there was this idea that if he did that and didn't work with Congress, who was against it, they were Republican at the time, then it would cause all these problems. And so that was the excuse for why he didn't just do that. So it seems like there's always an excuse, you know, whenever it's someone might have to do something that's unpopular and make them not get elected again, mm-hmm. or whatever, then there's always some excuse for how it's going to cause all this chaos and it's going to upset people. And you know, you have to, politics is about compromise, right? And
yeah, I mean,
no,
but if
nothing
this guy
ever
really
changes.
And if this guy, so Barack Obama, supposedly really wants to bring the troops home, then he should be able to just do it because he is the commander-in-chief.
I wouldn't disagree.
That doesn't mean he won't come up with some sort of reason or an excuse.
That's my thought. He'll come up with something.
Right.
Because he never wanted to bring them home.
No, obviously.
He would have.
Right.
It's all about coalition building for these people, you know? And, I mean, I
guarantee you, there's stuff going on behind the scenes. There are deals being made. There are companies mm-hmm. that are threatening that they've got billions of dollars in this war. And of course, they're not saying it like that. They're giving excuses for why. But basically expressing that they're going to be very, very upset. And we're talking probably what turns out to be quite a lot of potential threats to keeping people in office who want to stay in office and things like that. So there's a lot of compromises happening behind the scenes that the general public is not going to be privy to. That's, if you're wondering why everything is sluggish and nothing ever changes dramatically for the better, and generally doesn't change dramatically at all other than enlargement of government, it's because a lot of palms are getting greased behind the scenes, and there are a lot
not
of people
trying,
the real power is not how people out there voting, and that's all manipulated, that's all easily manipulated with propaganda and with, you know,
things don't change for the better because people that are interested in that don't run for office. They don't, and if they do run for office, they get corrupted.
As soon as they do, then they're going to be under the same pressures, and so that's, yeah.
1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So, yeah, so basically, if he wanted to bring them home, he could do so. And as you point out, Dale, he hasn't done that. Clearly, he's not interested in bringing the troops home. But yet, the Democratic adherents out there continue to tell themselves stories about how this man is the Peace Prize winner and that he is, you know, he wants peace. He's just... You know, it takes
It's really hard to get peace when it's your job to kill people.
I love they gave him the Peace Prize. Like, here are these giant shoes. Now fill them.
This is horrible.
You know?
So you can chime in here, bring up what you want. Let's talk to Mark in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mark. Mark in New York, going once.
This is kind of out of left field, but it is a bring up whatever you want issue.
It is.
Okay. It's I don't know if this is the right forum, but nine years ago this evening... Oh, Niger, Arizona, the Apache County Sheriff's gunned down Bill Cooper with no less than 9 slugs.
Now, who's Bill Cooper? I'm sorry, the name sounds familiar.
Milton William Cooper, the author of Behold the Pale Horse. And
not
the
familiar.
Government number one Staatsfeind, enemy of the state.
What was he doing that was enemy of the state-like?
He was exposing the New World Order, the Illuminati, the Masons, the...
Well, haven't those people been exposed? I mean, there's all kinds of websites about that stuff.
Why'd they shoot him?
I believe they were trying to serve a warrant, and...
Are you sure? You should be a little worried right now, because you just exposed them, too. All right? I don't know. Go ahead.
What happened was they... developed some kind of a ruse at 11:30 at night. He lived up on a mesa in Eager, Arizona. And it appeared to be a bunch of kids that were down there carousing, partying, and whatnot. When he got down there in his vehicle, found out it was an ambush. And so he quickly motored back to the house, but before he could get to the house, he had been shot down. He was a number one target, much in the way I would imagine Alex Jones would be a target.
Now, when was this? When did you say this happened?
November 5th, 2001.
Okay, so they did have the internet back then. So why is it that this is, I mean, I'm just curious. People have called this show before with this Illuminati thing, and I don't have any reason to disbelieve there are Masons. There's a Masonic building right here in Keene, New Hampshire. I've been in their little room where they have their rituals or whatever it is they do. But it's creepy, actually. So I've no doubt that that those, you know, maybe these secret societies exist, but if they're so dangerous and they're so evil, why aren't they killing Alex Jones? Why aren't they, you know, just mass exterminating all the people running websites that are talking about all the evil Illuminati symbols that are hidden throughout Washington, D.C., and if you just look, you know what to see, and then you'll find it, and there's all this evil stuff and blah, blah, blah. I mean, all that stuff is out there, so why aren't they going, if they're going to murder this one guy, why was he worth murdering, but the other guys running websites or talking on talk radio shows are not worth murdering? Can you explain that?
Well, I can't because, you know, tomorrow's another day.
Well, that's a nice way to brush off a completely legitimate question about why was this guy being targeted?
Because he was very outspoken against the government. He was ex-military intelligence, an officer in the Vietnam War.
We've been speaking out against the government for, over a decade, nearly a decade on this program. And we're more popular now than we've ever been in the past. You mentioned Alex Jones. He's another very popular talk radio host, and he's incredibly popular on the Internet. He hasn't been exterminated yet. I mean, what's the deal there? Why do you think that is?
You know, I can't answer that. I just don't know.
Do you understand why those very legitimate questions, do you understand why people would approach your story with an incredible amount of skepticism?
That he was actually murdered?
Maybe he was murdered, but for that particular reason.
Here's what a thought that came to my mind when you said it is, what if he's, you know, like the rest, like a lot of us, a Second Amendment guy, and maybe he likes to carry around a gun. Maybe he pulled a gun on these guys. I can tell you one thing, that if an officer pulls their gun and you pull your gun in response or vice versa,
you're going to die.
You're going to die. I mean, that's how that goes. If a weapon,
I can see him being trigger happy.
If they saw one on his hip, they're likely.
That's what I was going to say. They might have just seen it on his hip. And there's some outrageous stuff that happens because they don't behave very professionally. They don't use restraint. And they're concerned about themselves before the people they're protecting.
Mark, thanks for the call. I'm not excusing what happened to this guy. If he was murdered by the government, then, you know, I certainly oppose that. But to claim that he was murdered because he was anti-government or you know, was talking about the conspiracy theory seems kind of silly to me.
It always brings up a certain level of skepticism
to
me.
You can bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Special announcement for our Renaissance Charge customers. Have you ever wondered what it would take to make your car run on 100% electric power? What about making a motor into a generator? How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you money? Because you, our customers, asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Conference Workshop on November 13th and 14th at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but for the first time, you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Register now while there's still room left to participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy Tesla technology. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves.
800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of stuff on our site. It's all free. And features there include our news updates. You get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com to get signed up for the various different delivery methods we have, including emailed updates, Twitter, and Facebook. Go to news.freetalklive.com. Get on board.
So how does a cruise to Bermuda sound, Dale?
Sounds great.
How about a cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and me?
Even better.
There you go. This cruise isn't just a convention on the water. It's an unconference where the event is what you make of it. The boat has an ice skating rink, rock climbing wall, miniature golf, and much more. The ship leaves Bayonne, New Jersey in November 2011, but you need to reserve your berth now. They're as low as $535, double occupancy. Go to cruise.freetalklive.com. Do it today, cruise.freetalklive.com. Dale, you thinking about going?
One of my favorite, probably my favorite vacation ever was a cruise, and I've only gone on one. And I thought it was a great price. Someone told me it was a great price and everything, and we were like triple occupancy for about that much.
Yeah.
Because we went actually Christmas season or something, so that sounds like a pretty good deal to me. Double occupancy isn't bad.
No, it's just sort of
you
normal.
You all you do on a cruise is sleep in your room.
That's right.
You are not in your room. Because
you don't want to be in your room.
It's like the whole boat is awesome. There's so much stuff all over the boat. And if you're relaxing, you're probably doing it in the hot tub or something where they bring you drinks to the hot tub. And, you know, there's just not much point in staying in, you know, and being in your room unless you're sleeping.
Well, you know,
so who cares?
I remember reading a book for a period of time in my room, but I could have easily gone out of the deck of the ship. I just didn't feel.
Oh yeah, there's all these lounge chairs. There's some in shade, some in light. There's always plenty of them open. That was my experience anyway. There was never any time when you couldn't find a comfortable place to relax out in the open if you didn't want to be crammed up in your room.
If things go properly, there should be at least a couple of hundred Liberty lovers on this boat. Which the best times I've had are I really enjoyed my time on the cruise, but I'd say that the one thing that I didn't feel like I really had was a lot of camaraderie.
Anyone else
with people.
You knew?
Yeah. And that should change everything, you know, in this situation, because I've really enjoyed Liberty Forum and Porkfest, and this will be less speechifying, more like Porkfest in that way.
All right, let's continue here with your thoughts about what you want. Brian is in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Dalbert and Mark.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Brian. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, I heard you guys talking about the military and the president's role in the military. I just kind of wanted to chime in on that subject.
Go for it.
Well, a lot of people ask why that the president can't, you know, integrate the militaries with gay service members. And because the reality is under the current Constitution, Congress controls the rules and regulations of the military to include what is written in the UCMJ. So, and the president just kind of acts upon that as the executive.
Okay, so you're saying that in order to get to allow gays into the military, or in order to remove the don't ask, don't tell policy, because they're there, they just, you know, have to keep quiet.
Oh, yeah, of course they're there.
In order to remove the policy, you're saying it has to be something that Congress does, that can't be done by the president.
Yes. Harry Truman, I believe, did it.
I don't believe that's the case. I think they can change it. The threat was they would go in and write it into law, but he was able to do it under an executive order. I recall that. It was just he was under tremendous threat not to do so, or it would cause like it to get written into law. So that's when he started working with them to come up with Don't Ask, Don't Tell. It was right after I got kicked out of the military for being gay, so I was paying attention. I promise I was paying attention.
Well, Dale, you'd probably be more privy to that than I would be. Harry Truman did integrate the Army with African Americans by an executive order. There was much debate on whether or not it was unconstitutional because Congress is chartered to write the rules and regulations for the military. And you are correct about he may be able to do it with an executive order. Would it survive muster under the Supreme Court at that time when Clinton was thinking about it? Who knows? But it would be better. I'm not saying it would be better because I think they should just integrate the military altogether. You know, no questions asked. But in order to survive a Supreme Court challenge, Congress would most likely have to change that law to begin with.
Thanks for the call and the thoughts tonight, Brian. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. Now, Dalbert, you wanted to talk tonight about the election. You haven't been in here all week, and of course, the election was Tuesday. And
I almost called in actually once or twice, but I get the opportunity to be on once a week, and I thought it'd be a better time to talk about it on Friday. It won't be terribly long after the election, right?
Yeah. So what about it? What were your feelings?
Well, I a couple different thoughts. One of them was, I noticed it was kind of not really addressed very long on the show. The first night after we discovered that we had quite a few people who were Free Staters get elected.
Over a dozen actual Free State Project participants.
Right. Well, and I know that they used to promote that there were four Free Staters, but I think before this election there had four
That's
Free
correct.
Staters.
Three of the four were reelected. One was not. The one Democrat was.
They're always talking about them in such ambiguous terms, though. Like, people ask, well, who are they? And, oh, no, we're not going to say who they are. And I just thought that was very odd. And
I think it's cowardly, personally.
Well,
but they're politicians, you know?
Yeah, and that's sort of... And you'll hear that a lot. Well, that's the nature of politics, you know. We have to. They're worried about how people are going to react to it and everything. But it seems to me that, and I think this time especially, like if someone wants to find out, they can find out. I mean, it won't take that much effort. I know. I have a pretty good idea who they are, and I know because I know some people who are Free Staters and stuff like that. And you can find out the people who are active in Free State Project, and then go see. Oh, they're now a representative.
Yeah,
and
sure.
People. And so someone can find out, and so someone that they really have nefarious intentions or toward those people, then. Then they
They'll
could go
it.
Find out, and then it will seem worse then because it was they were trying to be subversive about it.
And I think that I agree completely. I don't blame politicians for being scared, they're cowardly politicians. I mean, I hope that someday they'll come out and wear it proudly on their sleeve. In the case of Jim Forsythe, who is a Free Talk Live listener and amplifier, somebody who supports this program, he was actually elected to the Senate. Now, Dennis Goddard was on earlier this week, and he mentioned Jim's. He talked about Jim.
Right. We're not outing him.
And how
he basically said, yeah, I don't mind talking about it. It's okay, right?
They attacked him as
Well, first of all, I am not for outing anyone either.
Right.
I'm actually just encouraging the people who won to just... I'm not saying get a bullhorn and a T-shirt and put it on your front page and all that. That's not the point. What I'm saying is just give the Free State Project permission to list you on the page somewhere to say, look, these are people who came here for the Free State Project, and this is some things they're doing, and they're being successful at it because it's great promotion.
Jim Forsythe wasn't
and it's believable because it's not this ambiguous. Oh, 14 people won, really, but you're not telling me who they are.
You guys are going back and forth. Yeah. Let's out these people.
I think they should out themselves.
No, I don't.
But that's okay.
Yeah,
look, if you are thinking about the Free State Project, and the reason you're not signing up is because some politician that got in there doesn't want to be treated like doesn't want to be ostracized because he's a Free State Project member, because some of the Free State Project members
have
done all kinds of crazy stuff.
Wait, do you think that's going to happen?
Yes,
because it's not feels that.
If I was the Republican,
then it's going to happen anyway. It's going to happen. They're going to find them.
Only if they consider them a threat. They'll only consider them a threat if they get a great deal of publicity.
But
and they start raising the bling 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 bling. I'm a Free Stater.
You don't think the people that are anti-Free State Project are aware that a dozen of them won? They read our website.
You don't need more of them that are anti-Free State Project. That's what promotion
chicken.
Will create.
1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. We're coming up.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filters. filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Class spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Take a minute and hear what I'm about to tell you. You might have heard about Life Change Tea on a radio commercial or a TV commercial. And you did what many people do. You tuned out. I understand. Now the facts. When health fails, you will do just about anything for better health. So why wait? Read our testimonies of better health by drinking Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. And how much does missing work cost you when you're sick? Get ahead of the sick curve. Get the tea. Here's how to order. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call one of our friendly operators, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our tea tastes great, and we'll help you with your health, and you can even lose weight. So again, try us out at GetTheTea.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231, and join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on our site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight is Ian.
And Dalbert.
And Mark.
And don't forget, some of the different features we have there include our archive. So if you've missed a moment of the show, you just click and download right on the front page of the website. The last 7 days are on the front page, and then if you click into the archive section, you'll find the last few years' worth, all the way back to late 2006, all completely free at freetalklive.com.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost turnkey setup for you. You can get paid and promote the use of real money. It isn't like so many other silver currency setups. It's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. Check them out at DelValleySilver.com. Get a hold of Karen to get started. DelValleySilver.com.
All right, so you can bring up whatever you want. We're talking with Dale about his thoughts on the election, and of course we mentioned many times on this program that we're part of the Free State Project. We made the move, those of us here on the show, made the move here to New Hampshire from various different parts around the country, and some people are coming from around the world, but it's a movement of liberty-loving people all converging into the same place and getting active for freedom, and there's different ways for folks to get active. In fact, today I was out at the State House in Concord, not doing typical State House activities, but engaging in the 420 celebration that was going on.
Was that you that called me today about going out there?
Did I call you today about going? I don't know. Maybe.
Somebody called me and I didn't know who it was at the time.
Why don't
and then
you
after
girls work out your
you.
Itinerary later? Let's
anyway.
Go on with the show.
Yeah, but that sounds fun. I wanted
it
to
was.
Go.
Yeah,
but
it was.
That stuff.
It was good. And so we had a good time out there, and I don't know where I was going with all that.
See,
but my point was
voting.
But my point was don't. I wasn't suggesting that they shout from the rafters that they're FSP. I was suggesting that they give permission to the Free State Project to list who they are.
Meaning
on
the people that won the elections, the Free State Project participants that won the elections.
Because it's a success, and we should be bragging about it and promoting successes.
Okay.
Because there are a lot of people who need to feel optimistic. I mean, I don't feel optimistic about politics, and I have to say. You know, I sincerely congratulated these people. I am not converted by far, and I'll go into why I'm not. But I am saying that it is a first step, right? Because I need to see the tip of the spear change. You know, I want to see actual less harm from government happening. You know, I'm not saying government gone. I'm just saying I want to see some real progress. That's not just we're in there now, because I've been in the position of being in politics where I was able to run and know it was so heavily gerrymandered, like you wouldn't believe. Mm-hmm. And the political people know what that means. I could not win. Okay, I was a Republican in a Democrat district. I could not win. Period. And so I went into it thinking this is awesome. I can use it as a platform to speak, and I don't have to hold back. Because I can't win anyway. There's nothing to lose.
Right.
And I could not believe all the pressures that came down upon me to tone down what I say and be careful what I say. And all of a sudden I'm like, oh, I don't get to say what I want to say. I don't get to actually be idealistic, mm-hmm. even though I can't win. And I'm like, those are the pressures on me when I couldn't win. And here we have a situation where they can win, they did win, and I expect tremendous political pressures to be coming down on them. And so... That's why I am at this point, I have to reserve my optimism, but I am fairly optimistic. It is a first step. I mean, they have shown that, you know, you can come here to New Hampshire, and this is a significant number of people who got elected, and I think it's impressive, and that's why I think they should tell the FSP, right, that, you know, don't do it unless, I'm saying, I understand the FSP not saying anything without their explicit permission, but I think they should give their explicit permission, and I'm not saying they're bad people if they don't or anything like that. I'm just saying do it. Because it's great. I mean, it should give people optimism, and it should encourage more people to want to move here.
Well, if you look at what happened with Jim Forsythe, I touched on this, but I didn't get a chance to really explain it. Jim Forsythe, during his campaign, was outed as an extremist in the media. They published a picture of him standing in front of the Free State Project banner. Now, he's not a Free State Project participant. He moved here before the Free State Project, but he loves freedom and is really, you know, principled guy.
He's sort of like an honorary sort of. He's a friend of it. Yeah,
the Free State Project, and so they outed him as this extremist. This radical, and you know, plastered him with the Free State Project name, and he apparently, from what I understand, really won with a solid victory and had no problem getting that victory.
Did he get reelected?
He was elected for the first time to state senate, to a bigger seat than the Free State Project people have.
Ian, I understand that. That's true, but that's not going to work in every district. Do you understand that, right?
No, but it's evidence for these people that are wanting to stay quiet about being Free State Project participants. It's evidence that even though he was plastered with it, he still won.
Right. You're saying he still won. He didn't win because of it. So he didn't get a whole bunch of extra votes because he was a friend of the Free State Project. So why take on the extra burden of being a friend of the Free State?
Dale said, putting it on the website.
Let the Free State Project put it on their website. I think
first
you're blowing
off, it's an
up.
Issue of timing, guys. And this is you guys are outside the system activists, which means you don't know what you're talking about.
I have been there.
Wait,
you're right,
I'm not done. I'm not freaking done. You guys have been preaching the whole time, and you will not let me talk. You're like a couple of little hens. Just settle down for a second.
This is the problem with politics.
The coalitions need to be set. These people will be put in their committees on December the 3rd.
Just
shut up. The Republican who's in charge is going to try to break these people up. If they don't want, the conservatives will not want the libertarians coalitioning, and they will coalition, so they need to keep their heads down for 28 days. Can you give them, guys? Can you give them 28 days.
Yep. We're not
all I'm asking you for is 28 days, Ian.
You win. I would say.
I don't want it from you, Dale. You're out of this. I want it from Rain Man over here.
Let's see them after 28 days if they would do it. I would really appreciate. I think that would be a great idea. Wait 28 days and then give the FSP permission to list your names as winners, because you're winners.
Yeah,
you won.
Not saying we're going to out them on the radio or anything like that.
I know you're not.
I'm like Dale. I'm going to. If they don't want to be outed, I'm going to respect their wishes. I mean, I think
I am too.
Chicken S, but. You know, that's the way politics is. And then people like you get all, you know, you're yelling and foaming at the mouth.
I'm yelling and foaming at the mouth because you don't shut up, dude. You will not let somebody else who disagrees with you speak.
Right. That's why we've got a show that has open phones. And
that you talk over people that disagree with you.
Like a shouting madman here tonight. Sorry, Mark. You've had plenty of chance to say your piece.
I'm done.
Okay, so, and I agree with you. I think we should give them 28 days. No, we should give them as long as they want. Well, but I think they should after 28 days. Go ahead and take 28 days.
I think it's unreasonable to expect that you're going to wander around and act like a Free State Project member and hang out with Free State Project members and not be outed as a Free State Project member or signer over a period of time. I think that, you know, the 28 days is a reasonable amount of time. I personally would not come here and prance about like a Free State Project member anymore. I mean, that's just not the way I would do it. I would be more covert.
Well, I think that they're going to get, like you said, I think they're going to get outed, so I think it's better for them to out themselves. But not, you know, not with a bunch of fanfare and everything. Just let them list you on the page, on the Free State Project page. But
I'm a Free State Project participant, and then just don't hide it if you're asked about it. That's all. There's no reason to hide it. There's nothing to be ashamed of. You want more liberty, and you moved here for it. It's not hard to ascertain this information about somebody when you meet somebody for the first time and you ask them a question, well, why are you in New Hampshire? Oh, well, as Michelle Seven was telling me the other day, she's, you know, right out on Front Street about it. She's had no problems talking to people. People have been very interested in the ideas that she is presenting, and she, you know, she's calling herself an anarchist.
She can feel free to do whatever she wishes. She's not asking for anyone's vote either.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, these are just things that people are thinking about. That's all.
Yeah, I understand. 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up what you want. Let's go unscreened to the phones and the fun. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello. Hello. You are on the air, going once, twice. Well, that's why we don't generally take unscreened calls.
Oh, well.
All right.
My other thought about it was, other thought is a big thought, but like I said, I was under all these pressures when I was running and I couldn't win, and now that they have won, I think they're going to be under tremendous pressure, and so the reason why I sort of withhold optimism at this point from suddenly going, oh, yay, I'm off for politics now, is because I want to wait and see now what actually is allowed to get changed, because I have there's several factors at work. One is that there's going to be this notion of, well, things that compromises that have to be made in order to not... To stay in office.
Mm-hmm.
I've always felt that you needed to change people. It's a bunch of people out there, the citizens who are keeping the state in place and keeping the infringing on freedom. You have to change all of that, and this feels like a top-down change. So there's a lot of work that has to be done.
No doubt about it. 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up what you want and take control. This is Free Talk Live.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zimpax, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. Add up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial in toll free. The number for you, 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything you want. 1-800-259-9231. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Delbert.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us. Amazon.freetalklive.com is where to go. Lots of stuff you can buy there. In fact, dozens of categories. You know Amazon. They're the world's largest internet retailer carrying all sorts of products from lots of different vendors. You enter through Amazon.freetalklive.com and get the stuff you need, get the stuff you want, and help Free Talk Live at the same time, because a portion of the purchase price will go to Free Talk Live if you enter through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
The Charles G. Koch Summer Fellowship Program, sponsored by the Institute for Humane Studies, provides policy experience and training for individuals passionate about individual liberty and free markets. The program includes an 8-week internship, 2 public policy seminars, and career training. Participants intern at one of more than 100 think tanks and nonprofit organizations in Washington, D.C. and across the United States, working on issues ranging from privatization to energy policy to free speech. They offer housing assistance, a stipend. They include participation in career workshops. It's libertarianinternships.com. Go there, check it out, libertarianinternships.com.
All right, so we continue here. You can bring up what you want. Since we've been talking about free state matters, of course, those of us here on the program are members of the Free State Project. We moved to New Hampshire in search of more liberty, in search of getting together with other like-minded people to achieve that sort of thing. And Mike Ruff is one of the people that made the move up here, and I'm not sure, maybe it's been a few years, I think, since he made the move. He lives out in Manchester. And he wrote something up on his Facebook profile that I thought was pretty great, so I reposted it over at freekeen.com. Come home to the free state. To all my friends and acquaintances who are struggling for freedom elsewhere and see little progress, as many of you may be aware, I have long since become disillusioned with the political process and prefer to do my pro-freedom activism in the social and economic realm. That being said, and while I encourage people to do the same, I don't denigrate the efforts of those principled activists who remain in the political front of the battle. I've said for years that the correct strategy for winning this fight is to push on multiple fronts simultaneously. Our opponents are unskilled and incompetent, which is why they resort to goofermint for their employment, and are severely unbalanced when attempting to focus on more than one line of attack. Now, I, for one, don't really care much.
I disagree with that statement. Go ahead.
What? Which part?
Well, that they're somehow they're lesser individuals, and that's why they went to government. No, I think that great individuals will still be corrupted by government and be inefficient.
I think that's probably true, and I also don't like the fighting mentality.
The us and them.
Yeah, that we need to win a battle, and I don't think that's it. I think that, as Dalebert was saying before, that it's about changing people's minds, and while it's certainly true that the people that work for government are the least likely to quickly change their viewpoint about it, that doesn't mean that they should be looked on as lesser people.
Well, I think that it's... If in fact people, the reason that a bunch of liberty loving candidates got elected is because, it may very well be because people are shifting, because that has to happen at the same time. And then, but what I have to acknowledge is that someone can get into a political position and use that to try and change minds. You know, they have a platform. Mm-hmm. When people are paying attention to politics, they have a platform. A lot of good came out of the Ron Paul campaign because he had a platform to talk about liberty issues.
Yep,
it's very possible that's why they're in there. And if that's the case, then the candle's burning from both ends. You know, they're up there and they're talking, and people are changing, and then maybe they can actually try and do things and not be opposed because of that.
But there's so many different ways.
This is quite a challenge.
I agree with Mike on is that there are different approaches that need to be taken. I wouldn't call it a battle or fighting, but different approaches will bring different people on board with the ideas of freedom. And in fact, I was on the website the Facebook page for the Manchester affiliate of LRN.FM, the wonderful folks that are running their own radio station out there. And somebody had posted there that he was in an office recently. I forget what kind of office it was. I don't know if it was a doctor's office or wherever it was. But he was in some office for an interview. And he actually heard that radio station being played in the office.
Interesting.
I thought that was pretty cool. Like, our Liberty station is being played, LRN.FM content being played in somebody's office somewhere in Manchester. Pretty cool. Who knows how many offices that's
happening. I love to listen to the LRN content on the radio when I drive my car in. And,
me too.
And the radio's actually working because it's hit or miss. But when it doesn't go all the way out to my house, so I know the spot where I can start getting in, and I push that seat button right, or not the seat button, but the memory button right then.
So in a blatant attempt, back to Mike Ruff, to get you folks to move here to the Shire, you folks being people that are not here in New Hampshire, people who love liberty and are frustrated, perhaps, with the lack of advancement of said liberty, wherever it is you live, this is what he's trying to do.
Yeah, wherever you live that's not New Hampshire, you're frustrated.
Encourage you to make the move and actually see some of the more immediate and tangible results from your efforts. I'm announcing the tactical victory of our in-the-system political folks. Before Tuesday, there were four FSP movers who'd been elected to the New Hampshire State Legislature. Today, there are at least 12. Add to this the as-yet-undetermined number for the most part, fellow travelers who were endorsed by the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance.
Yeah, that's like 100 people.
In the order to 100 to 130 folks who were elected or reelected. Sadly, our one-mover state rep who ran as a Democrat was not reelected, but he is being replaced by a mover who ran as a Republican, which is also outlines the importance, because maybe you're right, Dale, and maybe minds are changing, or maybe it was just that they elected Republicans and these Free Staters happen to run as Republicans, so they happen to get in. Maybe that's what it was. But either way, having liberty activists in both parties is, I think, a very important thing to... If you're going to be doing politics, it makes sense to get involved in the existing parties, because here, there's just not that much going on as far as the people that are the activist types in these parties, in these other parties. That's always going to be a true statement, but in New Hampshire it's true, and New Hampshire's a small place.
There aren't very many people. I remember going to, for whatever reason, I can't even remember why, I happened to end up with a friend at a Democrat party meeting in Bradenton, Florida or something like that. There were a dozen people there.
Yeah.
When you're talking about sending, here in New Hampshire, you can actually get a dozen people in a relatively short period of time to go with you to some kind of activism. And
there were 50 people out front of the state house today.
Yeah, and you have a little bit of success and they'll be back. So you could very well take over relatively quickly or dilute a county.
At the very least, you get your ideas in there. Yeah, at the very least, you'll get your ideas in there and in the discussion. And if it's true that there are only a couple dozen active folks in any given area in both the political parties, then it's not hard to actually get involved. You said, Mark, when you were at the Republican convention this year, I guess they get the statewide convention. You went to that. You said it was crawling. That was, I think, the term you used, crawling with Free State Project participants.
Oh, yeah, they're everywhere. Everywhere.
So I would like that to be true about the Democratic Party as well. I think that would be great. I don't know if it is true. I don't think it is at this point in time. But anyway, back to Mike Ruff. He says, and I can't let the opportunity pass to issue official props and kudos, and they're official because they're mine, and I said so, and I'll take anyone in the best 3 out of 5 who dares to say different, to the outside the system activists. We agorists and similar folks have been steadily growing the free market economy here in the Shire and succeeding in our economic and social activism. There are a number of new porcupine clubs which have been established around the state, and these are actual clubhouses and businesses rather than just debate and discussion groups. There's at least one porcupine ice cream maker, and their products are delicious and reasonably priced as well. I agree. I know who he's talking about. And we have the beginnings of some porcupine food suppliers. Looks like eggs and some meats right now, but raw milk and other items are soon to come. I've been hearing that there may soon be a porcupine-owned limited-service restaurant gaming cafe in Manchester. To get my personal plug in, I continue to provide mediation and education services to the porcupine community, and I hear rumors that upstate there may be another individual providing some mediation services as well. Porcupines, by the way, porcupine is the mascot of the Free State Project, so that's kind of an alternate term for Free Staters. And there's soon to be major supplier of adult education services, the Informal University. These folks are finishing out their first session providing extremely reasonably priced education in a number of subjects. You can see their website at informalu.org. And I know that's started up very recently, and I think they've gone through some of their initial sessions, and I believe they're looking for new people to come and teach classes on different topics.
Yeah, it's a very interesting concept.
Yep, informalu.org. And he points out we've got a few pirate radio operations, stations in operation, quite a number of regular podcasts, and of course, our own nationally syndicated radio show, Free Talk Live. So get here now. I'm serious. Drop that crap you're doing where you are, pack up your S, and move to the Free State. At least come visit, meet some of your over 1,000 comrades in the fight for liberty who've already moved and started not just fighting, but actually winning. Come hang out with folks where your arguments will not be whether or not the government is evil, but over how fast we should be shutting it down and how we will do it. Don't do it now. Don't make excuses, Mike Ruff. So if you want to take his suggestion, you can go to freestateproject.org, get yourself signed up over there, and then once you've done that, if you can get here by the end of 2011, you can sign up for the Next 1000 pledge at pledgebank.com/next1000, and you can pump up those numbers as well, because we need more people here sooner rather than later. The sooner we can get more people here, the more exciting things we'll get, and the more people will want to come here and get active.
You know, I hate to beat a dead horse, but I was looking at the who are the folks that do the Massachusetts Libertarian thing, Michael Cloud and
Carla Howell.
Yeah, Carla Howell. You know, really great activists, and they were trying to get the sales tax reduced from 6.5% to 3% this most recent election, and the people in Massachusetts voted for a higher sales tax.
Wow.
It's just so sad that the people work so hard in order to get this stuff done, and it's like beating back the waves.
See you next hour. Coming up, it's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kid Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kidessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.